Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. An industry survey today shows a record 5.4 million American homeowners with a mortgage, or nearly 12%, that were either behind on the payments or in foreclosure at the end of last year. The Mortgage Bankers Association today says the percentage of loans at least a month overdue or in foreclosure was up from 10% in the July-September quarter and up from about 8% a year earlier. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department today says new orders received by U.S. factories fell for a sixth straight month in January. Factory orders were down 1.9% from a revised 4.9% decline in December, which was previously reported as a 3.9% drop. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 67.27. It's down 146 points. The NASDAQ 1325 is down 28. The S&P 500 at 695 is down 17.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The granddaddy of them all, the 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting, is almost here. It's next Tuesday. That's March 10th. The Beef House is the location in Covington, Indiana. The registration begins on that date at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. The cost is just $16. That includes the meeting as well as a light continental breakfast and a lunch. And we have thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting: the Andersons, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investor Services, and L&M Commodities. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Thursday morning. Kansas City May wheat opened at 5:61, down 6 on the open. At the board of trade, March wheat opened at 5:08.5, down 3.25. May 5:18, down 5. March corn opened at 3:51, down 4.25 on the open. May 3:58, down 5.5. July 3:67.5, down 5.25. December 3:89, down 4.75 on the open. March beans opened at 8:68, down 7.5 on the open. May 8:58, down 10.5. July 8:58, down 9.75. November 8:05, down 5.25 on the open. May soybean meal opened at $2.64.30, down $3 on the open. May soybean oil opened at $30.62, down down 27. April live cattle opened at $84.50, down 15 on the open. March feeders $92.80, down 22.5. April lean hogs $62.20, down 12.5. And March bellies $80.55, up 105 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, and he is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're a week beyond last week when we talked about in the corn chart from May, drawing the downtrend line through the January and February highs, and then keeping a close watch about whether or not we would see that downtrend line invaded to the upside with anything resembling force. It's a week later. We haven't seen that, Dan. Does that make it more likely in your mindset that a test of those December lows is coming?
Well, the trend of lower lows and lower highs continues, as we did make a lower low here on Monday. We took out the low we had here like a week and a half ago. So that trend of lower lows, lower highs remains in place. And that's about all you can really say. The trend is down, and until you see some sign that trend is breaking, you have to, yes, look to the downside. There's one shot here. You know, there is a bullish divergence pattern, what I call like your 14-day stochastic, which at least opens the door to the market maybe popping out a previous rally high. And, of course, in this case, it would be last week's high there. That was like 380 on the May. It at least gives it a shot at it. Whether or not it can do that or not, we'll have to see here. But there is a formation that would suggest to do that. And then if that was be able to be accomplished, then that would be the first time since January we've made a higher high, or we've taken out a previous rally high point, and then right away you could at least turn on the yellow lights of a possible trend change shift. But we'd have to take one day at a time. So that's kind of where we're at. I think, you know, when you're looking at the May corn chart, it's kind of where we're at here when you're looking at the May soybean chart. The divergence pattern is not quite as clear cut, but it's there. And that would suggest that maybe the high in May beans of 895 and three quarters could be penetrated. But we're not doing a very good job here, at least during the first 25 minutes of trade here today. But again, the day is not over with.
Talk a little bit more about these divergence patterns and how you go about charting them.
Well, it probably gets a little difficult here on the telephone, but you have these momentum indicators. There's a whole slew of them, whether it's the relative strength index, whether it's a stochastic index or a momentum indicator of some kind, is what you look for is when those indexes or those momentum indicators make a low. The question is does the price low associated with that in the futures market is lower or higher than the low in the momentum indicator. Mm-hmm. So that's what we look for in the technical world is divergences. And the divergence that I explained here basically in corn is where corn prices made a lower low on the price chart. The 14-day stochastic did not make a lower low on that decline that we saw there on Monday. So we have what we call that one would be called a bullish divergence, and it would indicate that the decline that we saw on Monday was not warranted, so to speak, or was well overdone compared to the underlying fundamental picture. So that's what we're looking at. We also have bearish divergences that show up. So it's just a charting technique to kind of help us kind of pinpoint timings of maybe possible bottoms or timings of possible tops in it.
And do we arrive at 380 just because it was last week's high?
Yeah, it would be the previous rally high.
The previous rally high.
The previous rally high. That would be the first step.
Well, if these positive events don't happen, are you still of a mindset, for example, in beans, like we were talking a week ago about a downside objective of 726 based off of these measurements of $1.49 between the breaks?
They're in play. I mean, as long as the trend is down, it's kind of hard to not think of anything else. I mean, you continue. It's kind of like when you're driving down the road. If you're driving down 57, you're going south, eventually you're going to hit Mount Vernon. If you get a flat tire or car problems, you might not make it there. But at the moment, the trend lines point down, and until something comes along to mix it up, so to speak, we do have downside price vulnerabilities in all these markets. Now, I know everybody's saying it's the outside markets are doing this and the outside markets are doing that, and clearly the outside market activity is a factor, but it is always a factor. It has always been a factor. The only difference today is your outside market activities are more volatile, so that volatility spills over into the grain complex. In years past, when we weren't talking about outside market influences, the outside market influences were relatively stable and inside a larger macro trend. So that is why we didn't hear about outside market activities years ago. It was more stable. Today, when we're dealing with outside market activities, they're volatile, they're noisy, and that noise and that volatility then does spill over into the grain complex.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 558 down 2.5 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 510 down 1.75. July, 530 down 5. March corn, 349.25 down 6. May, 358 down 5.5. July, 367.75 down 5. March beans, 861 down 14.5. May, 851.75 down 16.75. November, 805 down 5.25. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.